May Jesus Christ be praised, and may his Holy Mother pray for us. In every celebration of the Eucharist, we encounter the love of Jesus Christ. We enter into his radiant glory. We are called by the radiant glory of Jesus Christ. We are called to believe in faith, to live in love, and hope, ultimately to die in hope. We believe in faith and live in love and hopefully die in the hope of the glory that is to be revealed in us. We are called by the radiant glory of Jesus Christ to the kingdom of heaven. We are called to be saints. That is our vocation and our destiny, to be saints in the kingdom of heaven. We have been called, dear brothers and sisters, by the radiant glory of Jesus Christ. We shall be purified. We shall be purified, dear brothers and sisters, by the radiant glory of Jesus Christ. It is the love of Christ that purifies us. It is the love of Christ at work within us that burns away the darkness of sin. It is the purifying love of Jesus Christ that purges the stains of sin from our baptismal garments. It is the love of Jesus Christ that purifies us even when the days of our life on earth have come to an end. The radiant glory of Jesus Christ continues the work of purification so that we can fully embrace the glory of heaven. And the radiant glory of Jesus Christ invites the members of the church militant on earth and the saints of the church triumphant in heaven to come to the aid of the members of the church penitent undergoing purification. We share in the purifying work of the love of Christ when we offer our prayers and sacrifices for the faithful departed. We offer our prayers and sacrifices for our brothers and sisters who have died so that they may fully embrace the love that God has for them. They shall be purified, and we shall be purified by the radiant glory of Jesus Christ. We have been called, and we shall be purified. We shall become holy in this life and the next by the radiant glory of Jesus Christ shining on us and shining through us. We have been called, and we shall be purified. But above all, dear brothers and sisters, we shall be glorified by the radiant glory of Jesus Christ. From the foundation of the world, our loving Father has chosen us to share the likeness and the glory of his Son. In the radiant glory of Jesus Christ, we are called to the kingdom of heaven. Through the radiant glory of Jesus Christ, we are purified. And our brothers and sisters who have gone to their rest in the hope of rising again are purified. We are made ready to enter the wedding feast of heaven. We shall be glorified, dear brothers and sisters, in the radiant glory of Jesus Christ. Amen.